7. The Nature of the Supreme. In the deity of the Supreme, the Father I Am has achieved relatively complete liberation from the limitations inherent in infinity of status, eternity of being, and absoluteness of nature. But God the Supreme has been freed from all existential limitations only by having become subject to experiential qualifications of universal function. In attaining capacity for experience, the finite God also becomes subject to the necessity therefor. In achieving liberation from eternity, the Almighty encounters the barriers of time. And the Supreme could only know growth and development as a consequence of partiality of existence and incompleteness of nature, non-absoluteness of being. All this must be according to the Father's plan, which has predicated finite progress upon effort, creature achievement upon perseverance, and personality development upon faith. By thus ordaining the experience evolution of the Supreme, the Father has made it possible for finite creatures to exist in the universes and, by experiential progression, some time to attain the divinity of supremacy. Including the Supreme and even the Ultimate, all reality, excepting the unqualified values of the seven absolutes, is relative. The fact of supremacy is predicated on paradise power, sun personality, and conjoint action. But the growth of the Supreme is involved in the deity absolute, the unqualified absolute, and the universal absolute. And this synthesizing and unifying deity, God the Supreme, is the personification of the finite shadow cast athwart the grand universe by the infinite unity of the unsearchable nature of the Paradise Father, the first source and center. To the extent that the triodities are directly operative on the finite level, they impinge upon the Supreme, who is the deity focalization and cosmic summation of the finite qualifications of the natures of the absolute actual and the absolute potential. The Paradise Trinity is considered to be the absolute inevitability. The seven master spirits are apparently Trinity inevitabilities. The power, mind, spirit, personality actualization of the Supreme must be the evolutionary inevitability. God the Supreme does not appear to have been inevitable in unqualified infinity, but he seems to be on all relativity levels. He is the indispensable focalizer, summarizer, and encompasser of evolutionary experience, effectively unifying the results of this mode of reality perception in his deity nature. And all this he appears to do for the purpose of contributing to the appearance of the inevitable eventuation, the super-experience and super-finite manifestation of God the Ultimate. The Supreme Being cannot be fully appreciated without taking into consideration source, function, and destiny, relationship to the originating Trinity, the universe of activity, and the Trinity Ultimate of immediate destiny. By the process of summating evolutionary experience, the Supreme connects the finite with the absonite, even as the mind of the conjoint actor integrates the divine spirituality of the personal Son with the immutable energies of the paradise pattern, and as the presence of the universal absolute unifies deity activation with the unqualified reactivity. And this unity must be a revelation of the undetected working of the original unity of the first Father cause and source pattern of all things and all beings. Sponsored by a mighty messenger temporarily sojourning on Urantia.